Thank you for calling Therapy Well. George speaking. Yes, it looked like that one was cancelled via the text message today. Let me check. If you did want to reschedule the one next week, Karen does have some room next week to reschedule the last appointment of the year. So next week, Karen has, she could do 10 a.m. on Monday or 10 a.m. on Thursday. She could do this Thursday or next Thursday. That's all good. Yes, let's have a look at next year. So there aren't any booked for next year yet. Do you know, have we got regular appointments with Kim booked for next year or? So we'll avoid that with Karen then. Alright, so I'm just checking Kim's calendar now. So it looks like, I think she started booking in the appointments for next year. So let me have a look at that. So okay, cool. So I figured out what weeks Kim's on. So we'll do the opposite weeks for Karen. So that means we're looking at Tuesday the 6th of January for the first appointment with Karen. Let me have a look. You said monthly with Karen? Okay, cool. That does open up our options a little bit. Karen's got a 1 p.m. or a 2:15 on Tuesday. Yes, so I'll set it for every 4 weeks. So it'll be, first one will be the 6th of January, and then the next one will be the 3rd of February, and it'll go on like that. Right, I'll book that in for you now. Sorry, you said one, right? Yeah. Yep. Did you want me to send you an email with the appointment list for Karen for next year? Yep. Yes, so it looks like she's done the 13th of January at 12:30, the 27th of January at 12:30, and then the 10th of February at 12:30. Right, that's all good. Sunny's all booked in now. Right, that's all good. You have a good day. Bye.